Case number 9516, D&amp;M Associate Properties LLC, north of Route 22, north of Teal Drive, being units 5 through 10 within creeks and development, a variance from the maximum allowable building length. Is anyone else speaking?
I think Dick's gone also, yeah.
Want to do both at the same time? Do you give your name and address?
Mike Ettinger, 497 North Sunrise Lane, Boyertown, Pennsylvania.
Okay. You gonna speak? I need your name and address.
George H. Harrison, Jr., President of Pine Acres Incorporated.
Do you swear testimony about to give your professional knowledge?
I do.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Very well. So you gonna explain?
Go ahead, Dick.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
You explained the board the request for this 7-foot variance on the length.
Do you want to do it, Dick, or do you want me to?
Pardon
me, go ahead. Explain it. We purchased a property from Mr. Harrison to build 6 townhomes that were previously approved. We bought plans and specs, everything that were approved, I think, in 1996.
Mm-hmm.
They were approved again in 2002 and again in 2005. We built the property after we went to get them added to the documents for the homeowner or the condo association, and they went through the survey. It was surveyed. It was built to specs and plans. However, previous to anybody ever catching it, it's 172 feet, the building, and I think the zoning rule is 166 maximum. How it was never caught all the way through, we built it as the plan showed, and they were approved every time. I think that's it. I don't know if you have anything to add, Dick.
Actually, just to shed a little bit of light on the whole thing, Kitchen and Associates from New Jersey was actually the architects. Coast Survey was the engineering firm. And as he did say, this was in Creeks Inn, which is a subdivision consisting of single-family homes, and it also consisted of 14 townhouses. The townhouses themselves was built in phases, the first phase being 2 buildings consisting of 2 in each building, the second being a building of 4. The last building was obviously the building that he built after I sold him the parcel of land. He built that. As he stated, the drawings, the site plan, which I do have a copy and so forth up here, every bit of that went through the process of site review, planning and zoning, county council, fire marshal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
We asked, myself and he went in, we did speak to Lawrence Lank about it, trying to find out, you know, how did we go through all this approval process, and it was a call. And the answer was, obviously, the site plan is in a much smaller detail and so forth. What actually picked it up was when the building was built. When the building was completed, one of the rules and regulations is that you have to have a surveyor come out to do a declaration plan, which consists of, obviously, as you well know, the foundation itself. At that particular point in time is when it was discovered, because you got a declaration plan on a sheet of paper this big, much bigger scale and so forth, and that's where it was picked up, that the overall building was slightly too long. Just for your information,
which a picture a lot of times.
You know, pass that wood, please.
So you're just at the foundation, you've just finished the foundation, and now you're...
Oh, no. We have people living in both ends.
But the problem was discovered when the foundation was...
No, sir. The problem was discovered when, after it was complete and we went to go to settlement, the 6 units had to be, the declaration plans of the condo association, you have to go through a process where you get, you know, they make another plan, and that's where it was discovered.
Okay. The foundation is what's measured.
Yeah. I mean, it was built as per plan, as per approved plan, but it was never caught at the county level from day one, which goes back to 1996.
Did you receive a certificate of occupancy for this?
Yes. We have three of the six. Only three of the six are sold, but it happens to be the two end units. As a matter of fact, those people, the county allowed to move in because they were in a situation where they needed to move in.
They got temporary.
Yeah. Well, actually, we have the permanents because nobody noticed it all the way through until we got to that deck plan, which...
The COs had were issued on three of the units.
Yeah.
They're in the permanent COs now.
Yes.
Not
yes,
temporary.
Sir. Yeah. Permanent. Do you want a copy of that?
No, that's fine, sir.
Therefore, it was an oversight on the county's...
Yes, sir.
Actually, from a distance regarding this building to the road, regarding this building to another building.
You meet all the setbacks.
I mean, it's considerable. I mean, there's a roadway going between. We're not talking about a situation here of 8, 9, 10, 12 feet that this makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
In theory, there is, by it being a little bit longer than what it's supposed to be, mm-hmm. 6 feet or
six
something
feet.
Like that. There is no negative impact that I can see as far as distance between structures, which would be a fire marshal situation, or the roadway, or anything like that. Obviously, I still own lots in the subdivision. We're still responsible for the condo association. I can see personally no negative impact.
Yeah, and there's no encroachment on any of the setbacks.
Okay.
The applicant.
We have to keep it. Unless, oh, you can refer to it. You need to.
Sorry?
We need to keep it in the record, but if you need it back to refer to.
You can keep it. I just wanted to double check. I've got a picture of the building that we're speaking about. I also have a picture of the building that's adjacent to it. I just want to make sure I didn't give you the wrong picture.
Oh, okay.
The application says 7 feet.
Yes.
The
is that what it says? Is that 172? Okay. Actually, the county made the application. I'm out.
Okay. Just want to make sure we're all in the same.
Yeah.
So it's 7 feet, then, Will.
I think they did that for a little leeway, just to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are there any further questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? No. There are no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. We'll see where it alters the central character of the neighborhood and minimum of afford relief. Therefore, I make a motion we approve case number 9516.
For 7 foot variance?
For 7 foot variance.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9516 for a 7 foot variance. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you, John.
I would like to ask you just one question.
Okay.
I heard you distinctly say 7 feet. That does bring it into compliance.
That's correct.
Yeah, okay. That brings it into compliance.
Okay. I just want to make sure that the
because
planning
six,
and zoning
seven, that
didn't make
a
mistake
seven feet.
When they gave us the numbers, because they're the ones that actually gave us the numbers.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.